Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Revelation chapter 22, let me read the first 5 verses to you. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there were no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb of God shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. There shall be no night there, no they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Heaven is going to be such a wonderful place. Just like if you were going to go on vacation, you kind of look ahead to see what's there to do before you get there. That's kind of what I would like to do with this broadcast, is give you a little glimpse into what awaits us. Recently, for my wife and I's 35th wedding anniversary, we went to Hawaii. We had looked forward to this trip for many years and had planned it, and we had seen some things in brochures and online and different things, but it's a whole lot different when you go see it in person. I want to tell you of some of the sights and the things that will be in heaven. Heaven is not a place where we'll sit on clouds saying, holy, 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 and sing the hallelujah chorus forever. No, heaven is forever. None of us have been there. Our sinful, finite minds have a hard time understanding eternity. We can only see what God told us now. We'll figure out the rest later. It's kind of like that vacation. We kind of knew what to expect, but you really don't understand the awesomeness until you get there. I'm going to give you 8 statements today about what will we do in heaven. First of all, heaven will be a place we will eat. Revelation 22:2 talks about the tree that had 12 manner of fruit that bear fruit every month. Well, fruit isn't there just to look at, it's there to eat. Revelation 19, verses 7 through 9, talks about the marriage feast of the Lamb. Now, I don't know about you, but when there's a feast, and that means food, usually you eat when there's food. I do know that in John 21, verses 13 through 15, after the resurrection, Jesus had eaten fish and other things with his disciples several times. I personally believe that food will be there for our enjoyment, and it's not a necessity. You won't get hungry in heaven several times a day like you do here because your body has to have it to survive. You'll eat what you want to when you want to, because it's going to be something you do as an enjoyment, not a necessity. Number 2, heaven will be a place of reunion and fellowship. 1 Corinthians 13:12, the Bible says that we will be known as we are known. Matthew 17:1 through 4, the disciples with Jesus saw Moses and Elijah. He introduced them to one another. We will want to see our loved ones in heaven, those babies that were not born here but stillborn, or those who died as babies or children, our parents and grandparents and siblings and spouses who have died and gone before us that are saved. We will see them in heaven. we're going to want to see our old friends from all of our life, you know, people that you went to school with and people that you went to college with and people in your younger years and people in your latter years that you saw go before you. Heaven will be a place where we will be reunited and see those people. Number three, heaven will be a place to meet people from history. People in the Bible, like Moses, David, Timothy, Adam, Jael, Abraham and Sarah, Paul, John the Baptist, Esther, Solomon, Mary and Martha, Elijah, and I could go on and on and on. You will see people from Christians from the past, J. Frank Norris, D.L. Moody, Spurgeon, Billy Sunday, George Whitfield, John Rice, Lester Roloff, Bob Jones Sr., Dr. Jack Hiles, and others. Heaven will be a place where throughout all history, those who have been saved, we will meet. Number four, heaven will be a place where we will tour people's mansions. Again, I mentioned when my wife and I went to Hawaii, each and every day we were there on a different island, we took different tours. We saw different things. When we go to heaven, we'll get to tour people's mansions. There'll be things to see. Number five, heaven will be a place of, and I'm going to use the word museums or sweet memories. The original tabernacle, the one that is the throne room of God, will be there. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. I can't prove this. I can't show you the exact scripture, but I'm going to give you what I think, according to Matthew 13:35. I believe the original Bible, the one by which God spoke and read to man word for word, will be there. You say, why? It'll show God's consistency. I think many great events of history will be showcased there. Number six, it will be a place to ride horses. Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. We're going to get a view of heaven's beauty on the back of horses. Maybe we'll be racing horses and not gambling, of course. There will be no sinfulness done with it, but I believe it's going to be a place of enjoyment, a way for us to get around. But we do know that we all come back at the end of the tribulation on horses. That means we all need to know how to ride. Number seven, it's a place of music and singing. Revelation chapter 5, verse number 9, says that we, the saints, will sing. It says throughout the scriptures that the angels will sing. It will be a place of music. Did you know that heaven will be a place of the most beautiful spiritual music? And it's not about man. It's about bringing praise and honor to God. And lastly, it's going to be a place where we will serve God and work. Revelation chapter 22, 3 says, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. He will teach us the Bible in ways we could never understand here on earth. He was the author of it. I believe we'll have jobs like we do here on earth. You say, what do you mean? Fruit needs harvested. Horses and animals need cared for and fed. People and events need organized. Cooking has to be done. Pies have to be made, and much, much more. There will be more to do than we could ever imagine. Oh, this is just some of what the Bible says we'll do in heaven. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.